This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1716. Group Conversation: What Sci-Fi Technology Should Exist?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
What futuristic technology have you seen on TV and in movies that you wish existed? Today, you'll hear the entire All Ears English team discuss the science fiction technology they would like to see invented. Hey, everybody.
Hey. Hi.
How's it going?
Hi.
Hello. How's it going?
Fantastic. We are here to teach you guys how to understand a group conversation in English, a fast group conversation in English. Guys, do you agree that this is one of the most difficult things for our students?
Oh,
yeah, for sure.
No
It's the
question.
Most difficult thing for me when I'm learning, right, in French and Spanish. So I know how you guys feel. It's hard to find anything with multiple speakers. Yeah. And then it's so hard to follow when you do. And when you're trying to have a conversation and everyone's interrupting each other, it's so difficult to understand.
Right. Yeah. So, guys, we are here to give you all the skills you need in real life. You are not just going to talk to one person slowly at a time. So we want you to use English fully and be confident. Guys, so you can get group conversations like the one you'll hear today with transcripts, vocabulary, and a quiz every week. Guys, sign up, go to allearsenglish.com/fast. And all different topics, guys. Today's topic is near and dear to my heart. We are talking about science fiction technology. Guys, like, what might we want to have happen in our lives, and what have we seen in stories that we don't want? It might be dangerous. So it's a very specific topic, guys. So pay attention so you know how to talk about kind of weird topics that things do discuss. So guys, first of all, would you say you are a sci-fi fan? I know Aubrey is, so I'm going to come to you last because I know you are. Michelle, what is your relationship with sci-fi?
Well, I watched Westworld.
I loved Westworld.
That's a good one of like what we don't want to happen.
I liked it and I didn't like it. Like the last season, I do like that. I like, I don't know, but honestly, it's not like my biggest thing. Like when you're listing, what might happen? The first thing that I think of is the Jetsons. So that's where I am. That's where
the
I'm
Jetsons.
Stuck. Yeah,
that's so fun with the maid and
Rosie.
The robot dog.
And how convenient would it be if we didn't have to park our cars? If they could just fold up into little suitcases. So that's what I'm thinking. But also Westworld. Also, you know, a lot of this stuff that's going on with like the metaverse and, you know, so I think of all of these things with the future and what's going to happen. But it's not like my number one genre.
Yeah. You know what is so funny, you guys? And then Lindsay, you can go on about your sci-fi opinions, but just really fast. We watched the movie The Running Man the other day. It's this old Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, but it's based on a Stephen King story. And it's like one of my favorite cheesy 80s sci-fi movies, but it's based in the future of 2017.
That's
and I love watching old movies based in the what they thought the future would be like. That's
It is the year 2017.
It's so funny. And I was watching it with two 10-year-olds and they're like, what? That's so funny.
It's hilarious.
Lindsay, how do you feel about sci-fi?
I've seen a few good sci-fi movies or read a few books. Don't ask me the titles now. I don't keep them in my head, so I don't know. But I think where my interest lies is more around who, like, what's being created that actually feels like sci-fi that's real. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Like Michelle and I, when we recorded the podcast this morning, I mentioned on the Journal, the podcast called The Journal from the Wall Street Journal, there was an interview from Elon Musk. And he, like, as we know, he's building the Starship, which means the idea of taking cargo and massive amounts of people to, you know, outer space and having a spaceship that can be reused and that kind of thing. So I like that idea of thinking about how is, when is it not going to be sci-fi anymore? It's going to become real. Or even just Alexa, you know, the idea of ordering from a refrigerator or accessing a podcast from the car. This is what's more interesting to me rather than the stories. Yeah.
I like the idea of billionaires like Elon Musk using their money to create technology to help real people now.
Yeah.
Instead of creating a reusable spaceship. Yeah. But anyway. Yeah.
That would be good too. Mm-hmm.
I love what you're saying about thinking about movies in the past that portray the future and now it's already happened. The funniest one for me is Back to the Future.
Oh,
and it shows it's like now-ish, but there's like flying cars and crazy shoes.
Yeah.
But one thing, we watched Back to the Future Part 2 where they go into the future. And it's about now. And the weather, I remember when I was a kid and he like... the weathermen have predicted the weather down to the minute and they like wait for it to stop raining. And I remember being like mind blown because when I was a kid, the weather was like, you knew maybe day within a few days if it would rain or not. So that made me kind of think like, oh, we've actually really come far because now you do have the hourly forecast and it's very often quite accurate. You're like, oh, it's going to rain at four. It's going to be 80% chance. Right. And it was not like that when I was a kid and saw that movie.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Interesting. Right.
So that is like sci-fi at that time in a way.
Yeah, right?
So the real
I love sci-fi. Jessica, you know that we talk about it on IELTS Energy, the podcast all the time. It's my favorite genre.
Me too.
You know what's fascinating? If you guys haven't seen the show Black Mirror on Netflix. There's every one of them is something about technology that we probably would not want to happen. And it sort of goes into the bad things that could happen. Right. And every time I'm like, I didn't even think about that technology being possible. But you're right. I don't want that.
That's a great show.
Like one of them, they can like record with their eyes and see their life and rewind and watch any moment and have perfect recall. And so, of course, couples are getting in fights and they go back and play it to each other exactly how they said it. I'm like,
that sounds so dangerous. Cool.
I don't want that.
I mean, we've all wished we had it, but it's good.
But in actuality, no.
For sure. So guys, let's think about any technology you've seen on the Jetsons, on any of the things that we've consumed. What would be good to have? Like, what do we want to, what do we wish existed right now? The first thing, when Aubrey sent me this topic, I thought of immediately, because I love to eat and I don't like to cook, Star Trek The Next Generation is one of my favorite shows of all time, and they have a food replicator, right? Well, it's in all Star Treks, but the food replicator, where you just like press a button and it makes whatever you want. It's just this little machine, right? It just makes whatever you want. But what's really funny about that is in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, I may have mentioned this before, but in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, there's also like a food replicator, but it's kind of broken and it like cannot make tea correctly. And it's like this running joke in the books. So Michelle, what technology do you wish we had?
I was thinking about like things with transportation, you know, when they talk about the trains or the planes speeding up so that, you know, you can get to Europe really quickly, or, you know, or the train, like, because I'm always, you know, like in New York to the D.C. area, like to make that, you know, an hour ride, you know, so those kinds of things to speed up transportation. I think that that would be like a big help, but there are, you know, there are a lot of things that then, like Aubrey said, there's like the other side to it. So I'm not sure if there's a negative to that, but I'm sure there is. But it's always like, then you have to be like, well, if we had this, then what would this be? But I don't know. What do you guys think about
worse accidents, right? They're trying to do a high speed train between California and Arizona, but I don't know. Like, it's just, if that ever were to wreck at that high of speeds, the accidents are so much more fatal.
For but sure.
There's always disadvantages. There's no perfect, right? Like technology. And it's, I don't know, people talk a lot about like the founders of a lot of these platforms, like, you know, Facebook and Twitter and everything. And like, oh, they're so evil. They should have known this was going to happen and stuff. But like, if you, but no, like there's, you know, there's such good intentions. And then you invent something and you really, as the creator, like you hope for the best and you can't predict what society is going to do with it.
Right. And it's also not necessarily what their concern is, that, you know, maybe it's the job of the government to put rules into place once the technology has been invented. Like, those guys are thinking in a visionary way. So they're creating the ideas. It's not their job to take care of society.
That's a good point.
Right. So what about coming together with the visionary and the government and creating a system that works for everyone?
Yeah. I think also like medical tests and things like this, not to make it about the global health crisis, but like, because now you can get like at home tests, and I just saw something that was like, oh, wouldn't it, I don't know if it's actually in the works or whatever, but if you do like the at home test, but then you can have like many different possible illnesses come up, so like flu and then different things, and then you can see like what, you know, and know how to treat that'd things, so cool. Like, and advancements in medical stuff like that, that also interests me.
Yeah. This reminds me of something that will marry our last group conversation, which you can find on the IELTS Energy channel, guys. It marries that with today's topic, true crime plus technology. If you guys have followed the Theranos scandal, there's like two different podcasts about it, and there's so much interesting stuff to dive into. So if you guys are curious about a scandal with health technology, I know that doesn't sound exciting, but it's really interesting. Look up Elizabeth Holmes, I believe, and the Theranos scandal. Let's see, what technology do you wish we had?
I kind of think, I'm kind of a bit of a sentimental person, so I'm going to go less practical and more kind of heartfelt. I think it would be cool if you could snap your fingers and relive any moment you want to in your life. So you were just talking about going back to conversations, but in a more sentimental way. So you go into a room and that's like your entertainment for the evening. You get to be immersed back in that place and you just soak it up. Like that moment, the moment you got married or whatever, your birth of your first child. And you can, I love that. Instead of going to a movie, you go there and you watch it and you kind of get a deeper sense of meaning from your life. I think that would be cool.
You're not changing anything. You're just sort of
right. You're just watching it. Yeah.
So you're not, you don't feel like you're there, but you're watching it like on a
Kind of an immersive feeling, kind of like watching a movie, but a little more immersive, maybe somehow.
Have you
some tactile? Yeah.
Have you guys seen the movie Defending Your Life?
No.
With
Mel Brooks,
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep? Albert Brooks and Meryl Streep. There we go. I was combining like the names. In Defending Your Life, they do that. Like, they have to, like, it's after they die or whatever, but it's they go through this process of defending their life and, like, proving that they're good people or whatever. They watch scenes from their life. But I like the addition you're doing of,
that's
like,
cool.
Involving different senses in it, right?
So yes.
You can, like, feel the wind.
You can smell
the
smell.
That would be
cool. Oh, that would be amazing. How cool that.
But what's fascinating is that is the technology in that Black Mirror episode. And it's like, oh, that'd be so nice. And then you realize, ooh, it's maybe not the best idea to be able to go back and watch exactly what happened at any time in your life.
We all filter things in a way that we need to, right? Like you have to filter out certain things or like highlight certain things for like your own mental well-being.
Protection.
So what if you, you looked back on a memory and it's like not as great as you thought. And you're like, oh.
There's somebody like giving you a dirty look that you missed or like talking about you.
Oh,
like,
that would be terrible.
I wish I could have remembered that the way I remember it.
You thought someone really liked you and you go back and they're like, oh, stop talking to me.
They turn away from you.
No. Like, okay. Oh, guys, this is so fun. And I hope that students watching this, even if you are not a fan of science fiction, right? Like that sounds so heavy and maybe outside of your wheelhouse. But I hope through today's conversation, you guys can see how many stories and ideas and thoughts can come from this topic. This weird specific topic, guys, can lead to so many connections with people, especially this creative idea, predicting the future, talking about hopes and desires. So definitely sign up for more conversations like this, guys, so you can participate. Go to allearsenglish.com/fast. All right, guys, thank you. This was really fun.
All right. Thank you, guys. Take care. Time. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.